Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Spinning spiral never ending, are we drawn toward the source? Spinning at the mercy of an unrelenting force. So we stare into the emptiness and fall beneath the weight. Circling the nexus in a fever dance with fate. Well, be the spirit that knows its own life.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Whatever is going on in your business, whether you're buying or selling or growing or starting or wherever you are on the time continuum of small business, whatever's going on, whatever you're excited about, whatever you're frightened about, we probably covered it. We probably talked about it on the show with one of our experts, one of our Brain Trust members. So please check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of different things. It's multimedia, ladies and gentlemen. You can read, you can listen, you can watch. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter, too, while you're there. Chad Moutray is with us. Chad is the chief economist for the National Association of Manufacturers. And Chad, thanks again for hanging out with us. Thanks for all the years you've given us as a great member of our Brain Trust. There is a cliff that America is racing towards. There's a train wreck waiting to happen. What other kind of apocalyptic metaphors could we use? There's a big problem coming January 1, 2013, isn't there?
That's right. We have about $500 to $600 billion hit on the economy on January 1st with the expiration of the Bush tax cuts, the payroll tax holiday we're all enjoying, the 2% extras you're taking home in payroll taxes, some Obamacare taxes of around $20-25 billion. And then you add to that the defense sequestration, or the sequestration in general. Just to back up, remember when we did the Budget Control Act last year, there was supposed to be a super committee. It was supposed to agree on $1.2 trillion in cuts over the next 10 years, and if they didn't come to some agreement, there was going to be these cuts kind of automatically put in or sequestered in the budget, half of which were to come from defense, the other half from non-defense. And we actually did a study looking at the impact of defense sequestration on the manufacturing sector and looking at how that affects the macroeconomy overall. And we said that as a result of defense sequestration, and the other cuts that are going to take place, 1 million fewer jobs by 2014, states like California, Virginia, Texas, Florida, really hard hit because they're such heavily involved in defense. And you see, obviously, the unemployment rate also almost a percentage point higher. So this is all of this
because of partisan politics.
They put this sequester in there because they thought that it might be the stick that got some agreement and get the super committee to agree to something. It didn't work, and I don't think either party really hoped or intended for this to happen. But the reality is, it's happening. And we have to get
but
people
this is,
to
but,
do
but, it. But Chad, this is the kind of thing that people do when you're not leading. It's the kind
That's
of
right.
it's gimmicky game playing. Even the sequestration. I mean, this is gimmicky game playing when you don't have any leaders.
That's right. And now we all see it coming. Both parties know it. Everyone knows that on December 31st and January 1st, these things are going to happen. And yet we really aren't seeing a lot of movement in either side. We've had one party go out there and say that they had no intention of changing the sequester, and they're just using it as a bargaining tool to try to enact some tax changes on the part of the others. It's very frustrating that we're essentially going to be going off a cliff for partisanship here and for partisan games.
Throw in on top of that an extra degree of difficulty, which is the presidential election.
Yeah, that's right. And in the defense sector, we're already starting to see effects in the defense sector itself. There's a rule in place that if you're in the defense sector and you are going to lay somebody off, you have to give them 60 days notice. 60 days notice,
right.
Of course, before January 1st is November 1st, which is coincidentally right before the election. But you're already going to start seeing manufacturers, having to start giving notice even sooner than that. You don't know which programs are going to get cut. And so as a result, you might have to give these notices to everybody, not knowing what's going to happen. It's just a very confusing situation. And I think we're playing with fire here in terms of the economy.
Chad, this is the kind of thing that's been going on for a long time. Look at the R&D tax credit. Doesn't get approved until doesn't get reapproved until 6 months after it's expired. And yeah, it's approved, and yeah, it's retroactive. But who can plan like that? It's another example of where we've got the tail wagging the dog. Washington is wagging the marketplace's dog, and is a tail wagging the dog. And these people are not leaders. They do not understand the economy. They do not understand how the marketplace works. All they understand is getting reelected and partisan politics. And notice that I didn't name any party, Chad. I'm talking about the political class.
I didn't either. And we just did a survey that said 64% of manufacturers are, you know, worried about the tax and regulatory environment. There are other surveys which have similar numbers saying that uncertainty is the leading reason why you're having such a little bit of a malaise now. And, you know, if you're a manufacturer or any business for that matter, you don't know what your taxes are next year or the year after that. You don't know what the regulatory environment is going to look like next year. You don't know what's going to happen in Europe. You know, Europe right now is not looking very good in the marketplace this morning. This level of uncertainty really is being a drag on the economy, and I think it's time for policymakers to realize that if you want the economy to get moving again, we've got to make some changes. We've got to be able to say, this is what your tax rates are going to be next year. This is what the regulatory environment is going to be next year, and try to...
Hey, Chad, how about this? This is what your tax rates are going to be for the next 5 years. These are what your regulations are going to be. We're not going to change any of this. We can't have this insanity in the marketplace that Washington calls you know, a normal operating procedure. Hold on to that thought. Quick break. Right back with Chad Moutre. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.